This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Brandon Graham show at 6, as is every Monday night. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot joined me with the Brandon Graham show as well. That is happening at 7. Every Monday at 4, joined by Donovan McNabb. Donovan brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That is unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hold on, Five. Come on, dog. Come on in a little hotter than that now. Come on in.
It was one loss.
I think y'all already heated up over there, so I'm going to keep you calm today.
Well, listen, man. At the 10 straight wins, right. they lose yesterday. Man, so many different things happened in that game yesterday. We talked to you. So every week about quarterback play. We know Jalen went down early with a concussion, but Kenny Pickett coming in yesterday. What did you think of how Kenny Pickett played yesterday in that situation?
I thought he did an excellent job of coming in with limited reps of the week and then also being efficient. I mean, just moving the ball around, getting the ball to AJ, and then obviously our run game is something that we leaned on all throughout the game, obviously, with our starting quarterback down. I think the thing that kind of hurt us was the fact that we didn't have the RPO game where we had the threat of our quarterback being a runner, a possible runner. So defensive ends were just collapsing and forcing us to either get 2 yards or possibly get tackled behind the line of scrimmage. But I thought as a backup, he did exactly what you needed to do in order for most guys who don't get a lot of reps in the week and then be called to duty. I thought he did an excellent job of putting us in position to win the game.
You know, Donovan, you mentioned, not having that running threat and the RPO game. They seem to still, hand the ball off as if that's what they were doing, just without the threat of running. What did you think of them sticking with that formation and that style of offense with Pickett rather than Hurts?
I don't have a problem with it, but I think one thing that we limited Kenny in that regard because he can run. I think we failed to realize coming out of Pittsburgh, he had a few scrambles in his day that he was able to pick up some yards, and he was asked to do that a little bit with the Steelers. But I would have loved to see him pull it a couple of times just to at least put a little threat to the defensive end and also the defensive coordinator that he can run. And so, for me, I didn't have a problem with it, but I would have loved to see at least a couple of times Kenny, tucking it and going for about 5 to 6 attempts.
Yeah, that I think we were all sort of curious the same way because Pickett is not a statue back there. He can move.
No, he's
and
not.
It didn't. I couldn't figure out whether it was an effort from them to make sure that he didn't get hurt, and that's why they didn't do it, or whether that was his decision or not. You know, on the defensive side, they did get turnovers, but Washington moved the ball pretty consistently, especially in that second half. What did you see out of the defense and why Washington was able to take advantage the way they were?
I think we were undisciplined. Undisciplined on defense with our emotion, undisciplined with our defense of being in the gap, undisciplined in the secondary. And we haven't been able to say that all throughout the season. I think that's what cost us. We gave opportunities to Washington all throughout the game and also in the first game we played. But this one was really magnified because losing Jalen put more pressure on the defense to be able to step up. But I thought we were undisciplined. It was kind of rare the way we played, and it led to obviously losing the game at the end.
I was a little surprised, Five, that we didn't tackle better against Jaden Daniels in the open field. We've seen a couple of scrambling quarterbacks. We saw Russ, not as much of a runner as Jaden. We saw Lamar Jackson a couple weeks ago. And I thought until that last drive in that game, we had done a pretty good job on him. What did you see yesterday from Daniels and what they did offensively with him running the ball? Nine rushing attempts for 81 yards. Most of them looked like they were quarterback scrambles, not many designed quarterback runs in there.
Well, I've seen us in coverage. And any time that you're in coverage and you're not spying or possibly playing some type of man where you might green dog the linebacker, that leaves running lanes. And for a guy like Jaden Daniels, who's more of a pocket passer than he is of a kind of a scrambling guy, and he has the ability, there were running lanes. And so he took full advantage of it when called to duty. I think, they did a great job of their play calling and when they had him actually run. But, you know, you give credit to the way that he's been playing all season. And there's a reason that he possibly could be the rookie of the year this year, because he's played that way and he's put them in position to win games. And it's been a shock for him, for the Washington Commanders, and the way they've been playing. So kudos to them. But I thought we were a little undisciplined on defense. Obviously, second week in a row where we got some of our young guys doing a little bit too much of talking and too much of the antics. And then it led to our secondary where our safety started to be a little bit too much with it as well, and got ejected out of the game.
Donovan McNabb with us, as he is every Monday at 4 during Eagles season. Donovan, you mentioned undisciplined on defense and the personal fouls. The Eagles had 4 personal fouls on defense yesterday,
right?
Two of them from CJGJ, getting him thrown out of the game. Ultimately, right, whose responsibility is that? Is that a coaching issue? Is that a culture issue? Is it like, how do you get that message across to them that to stay on the right side of that line?
Well, I mean, there's got to be some penalty, because obviously, you know, when our defensive tackle did it last game with the slap in the face against Pittsburgh, and this is uncalled for when we had the little argument on the sideline, which, you know, a lot of people didn't really blow it up, but, you know, when you see that happening as a defensive tackle, or as a defensive tackle, you got to be smarter than that. And then the defensive line coach got to put, you know, call them to the carpet a little bit. So we can point the finger at anybody, but as a player, you got to be smarter than that, because you put your team in a bad situation.
All right, man. Listen, I said earlier they won 10 straight. They lose that one yesterday. Realistic chances of getting the number one seed seem to be very, very small. But
right. They
can still win a division. They're the number two seed and have a chance to at least have 2 playoff games at home. What are you thinking about the team moving forward after yesterday? You still feel pretty much the same about the team, or is there any concerns you have right now?
Only concern that I have is just kind of when this happens. You know, obviously you want to go into the playoffs with momentum. I think we can overcome this. I think we're still in great position to put ourselves in that number one seed. If not, definitely home field advantage, and then be able to win the games that are called to duty and put ourselves in an NFC championship game. So I'm not really too much worried. Only thing that I was worried about is just when it actually happened, and hopefully it just doesn't spill over. We have to be cleaner on defense and offense. We got to be smarter so we don't put our team in a bad situation and take advantage of the opportunities that are there.
One more, Donovan. Assuming Kenny Pickett has to play this weekend, we won't know until later in the week with Jalen and concussion protocol. How confident are you, based on what you've seen from Pickett, not just this year but previously, that the Eagles can go out and be a good enough offense against Dallas to win that game?
Well, I'm confident in him. As long as Kellen Moore don't try to force the issue. Because I think when you get in this situation, obviously as a backup quarterback, we all know that, you know, people get to bark and put a ball. And, you know, it leads to the quarterback just kind of staring down that receiver, in which we don't want that to happen. But I think we have to continue to lean on our run game, set up our play action, and be able to take advantage of that in our passing game.
All right, Donovan. Well, Merry Christmas. We won't talk to you before, obviously, but appreciate you being with us so far this season, and have a great week with your family.
Merry Christmas,
happy
brother, to you and the
you
family.
You guys, too. Merry Christmas.
All right, there he is, Donovan McNabb. You know, I actually think, as far as Pickett goes and the way they call the offense, it almost seems like they, And I know you were texting us, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. It almost felt like they were a little scared to let him throw the ball at certain times.
I think early they were, for sure.
Especially after the interception, maybe.
Yes.
But when the run game wasn't work, if there's one thing Pickett did particularly well yesterday, I would say two. There are two things that struck me that Pickett did well. One was the short passing game. I thought he did a great job. The ball did. Baldy mentioned it earlier. Came out quickly.
Yep.
Was most of the time right where it needed to be, and I thought he did a good job that, and not putting the ball in harm's way when that happened.
Yep.
The second thing was, and A.J. loves this, is when A.J. had, whether he's open or not.
Hey, throw it to me, man. Listen, that's all the bully has been saying, man. Throw it to me.
1K always open, man.
Yeah, I don't give a damn if he on me or not. Throw me the ball.
Yep, and we end up with, I think, three pass interference penalties on one drive. I think they were all on one drive.
Yeah, I felt bad for Lattimore out there a while. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, man, A.J., it's a rough day for you over there, buddy.
Yeah.
The one pass interference, I was like, are they going to call that offense or defense?
Right, because he had his hand on
yes,
him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But
listen, we got the benefit of those calls, so I can't complain about that.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take
it. We got those.
And AJ's going to get the benefit of the doubt,
should.
I think,
exactly.
A lot of the times there.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Damn, how did Smitty drop that ball?
I know. Well, and the thing is, when somebody makes a mistake like that, there's really nothing you can say.
No.
He just dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be mad at him. Can't be mad at him. He almost never drops anything.
Yeah.
He knows he dropped it.
Well, he makes every tough catch that there is to make.
And that's what he said after the game, too. He's like, I made all the tough catches and dropped that one.
Yeah.
He said, there's no teaching at this. I just dropped the ball.
Yeah. And
yeah.
He
dropped the ball.
By the way, they might have scored on that play if he catches that ball.
Because he was running.
Yes.
Like he's catching that in stride. It was a perfect throw right over the middle. Yeah, obviously his concentration there, and maybe he took his eyes off the ball a little sooner and was thinking about getting up the field, but that's the only thing I can say. Usually when a receiver drops a pass like that, that's usually what happens.
He was thinking about scoring.
Is that, yes, he was already thinking about catching it and getting up the field with the ball as opposed to looking it in and securing the catch. Something he's done a million times. Like I don't need to tell Devonta how to catch a damn ball. He's done it a million times. That's just one of those momentary lapses of concentration that happens.
When he dropped that ball, I knew we were going to lose.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah.
I looked at my daughter. I'm like, oh, my God. We know what's about to happen. She doesn't know. She's not old enough to know that these types of things are – you can anticipate what's coming next.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's
just like when Saquon dropped it. We knew what was about to happen.
And I know you don't
– In the Atlanta game.
In the Atlanta game.
Yes.
I just wanted them to go for it on fourth down.
You know what? That's interesting, Spike. In the moment, I was saying kick the field goal. It wasn't really until you said that earlier. I was like, well, they had the lead already. It is a chance to go for the win. I mean, that's essentially what Dan Campbell did in that game. Who were they playing? Was it Green Bay they were playing?
I think it was the Green Bay
game. I think it was Green Bay they were playing. That's essentially what he did.
And they had been driving on us. All second, like
right.
All second half,
having that feel, knowing that you can't really, and dude, another freaking bad kickoff, man.
Yep,
this had to be the worst game of kickoffs all season long.
Special teams wise, it was the worst game.
I never paid this much attention to it. The kickoff literally got my attention yesterday.
Well,
how bad all of them were.
The first kickoff of the game doesn't land in the landing zone or whatever that.
And you get the ball at the 40-yard line.
Yep.
Oh God.
I feel like that underneath passing game was there the whole time. It was the one thing Pickett was doing well.
AJ on the slant.
Yeah, just
but it does open you up to a field goal beats you.
It does.
And it's fourth and five.
It does. It was five.
Man. Yeah, it wasn't. Or was it fourth and five?
I just looked it up. I just make sure. It was fourth and five.
Yeah, do it anyway.
Yeah, bleep it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. He took down another one of the WIP Afternoon Show in the fantasy playoffs.
Who let him on?
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike! Big Ike! Jacket, baby!
On Lizardo Day, no less.
Lizardo
Day. Yo, he kicked your ass.
I scored 130 points. He had a good day.
Hey, man, you lucky I was going with my heart yesterday and I
said, shut up. Shut up.
I would have scored more than Spike Askins did this week, baby.
And no one else scored Spike.
You wait till next weekend, no, buddy boy.
I would have this week. I still got a chance to outscore him tonight. I still got Jordan Love going
tonight.
Damn,
you still got a quarterback going tonight?
Did he put like 160 points?
The percentage is 99% chance of win. Look, I've been farthest away all the way through this, baby. You know, I might not even win next week, but I am happy that my good friends have called me a fraud for like 8-9 weeks straight. And I beat the Big Ike Reese in the first round. I took down Face Wash Fritz in the second round, and now I'm in the championship. I have won already. Whatever goes now, whatever happens, it happens. I'm a winner already. I got people on Twitter rooting for me, people calling me saying, take down Spike. I'm not taking down Spike if I win because you hate him. It's because I played a good game. Like, Spike, everybody wants me to beat you. They already have put you in the game. They want me to beat you because they don't like you. And I'm over here like, no, he's a good guy. I want to win, but he's a good guy.
What is this, reverse psychology? What are we doing here?
Well, the fact, Yoshi, that you say you've already won, that's loser talk.
Yeah, I need Spike to spice this thing up. Yes. What are we talking about here?
Well, I gotta get through tonight first.
Well, you listen. Listen.
That's why I brought you cake today to sweeten you up.
Listen, you've also already won because you're already in for next year.
Oh, is he? If you get to the finals?
Well, he's the top. So if you win, you're in. So consider this you versus him. He's already won.
Oh, right, because I'm in.
Yes, because you're already in. So Yoshi is already in for next year.
Well, congratulations, Yoshi.
Yeah, we have to bear him again next year.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, you know I'm good entertainment for this league.
You are.
Hey, you're way better than OG Wade.
Yep.
Oh, no, listen, you are prime entertainment, brother. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Man, I got to bring the excitement to OG Wade. What's saying he is not in, he's not relevant to this conversation.
No, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
And I'm going to ask you, Glow, and I had to bring my wife today so she could see everybody, what's name, see how I was looking when I walked in there.
Yeah, well,
like, why you acting like that?
I know it's anniversary weekend, like buddy. I know it's anniversary week.
Uh-oh.
Hey, and she's sitting right here next to me. I told her when we were sitting at the table. I said, I already told the boys, it's mandatory. It's a mandate.
Oh,
she's sitting there with a smile on her face now, clenching her butt teeth, because she know it's going down.
This is
holy
awful.
Cow.
Yep.
This guy.
Yep.
Hey, she knows how I am.
And now we all know.
Yeah, it's great.
Hold on. No, do not bring me into this. Do not.
Mike Reese knows what you're talking about.
Do not bring me into this.
Oh, the one time you don't want to call her to bring up, you know what you're talking about.
She knows what I'm talking about. And real quick, I go outside, get Ike the cake. Ike gonna look at me. What's in this? Like, I would not put no libations in your daggone cake.
It's gonna be a rum cake. I don't know what's going on.
Mayonnaise cake.
Mayonnaise cake. Something to eat, nothing but cake. You know what it is. Hey, man, hey, but real though, I love y'all cats, man. Before I get off this phone, I want to say, like, I truly love y'all. I appreciate y'all. What's that? And I want y'all to have a Merry Christmas. What's that? Y'all some of my favorite people in this world right now. And I want y'all to enjoy y'all family. Have a good time, baby. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
See you next week, baby. Jack. Yeah. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Still going.
I'm the man.
All right.
I'm the man.
Just don't hurt yourself this week.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Yeah. Don't pull your back out.
Yeah. You're getting older. You don't want a hammy at all this.
I'm strong. And I'm about to get my thing on.
All right. He's got to go.
There's no oysters in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yoshi took down Ike.
Yeah.
And Yoshi took down Jack. Now, I'm not in the finals yet,
I'm 52 points up, and James has two players going tonight. So I have my fingers crossed.
Oh, would you stop?
That'll be tight.
It could happen. You never know. I don't want to jinx anything.
He's 52 points up.
Well, you never know.
Who's playing for him tonight?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs and Jaden Reed.
All right.
It's possible.
Don't let Josh, dude, it's going to be a blowout tonight. Josh Jacobs?
It is possible. No, you're right.
Yeah.
30-some points?
All it takes, Jacobs will get you two touchdowns easily.
Yep.
You're right, Spike. Don't celebrate too soon.
Yeah. Josh Allen, for an MVP season, did not come in an MVP way for me yesterday.
That was a struggle against those feisty Pats.
Feisty Pats.
13.5 points from Josh Allen yesterday. I didn't need Brian Thomas Jr. to save me. In what I believe is the greatest collection of wide receivers ever on one fantasy football team. Right. I just want to say that's all.
All right.
Just want to make sure everyone knows
everyone's got to hear
that I have the greatest collection. Speaking of great collections, we will take your calls. 215-592-9494 on the Eagles loss. The Phillies did make a move this weekend.
Hey.
And Jack will tell us about our new starter next. He's very excited. I saw his Twitter video. He's out of his mind.
That video was out of control.
Yeah.
And they just made another move.
Oh, wow. Is Dave Dombrowski is still working?
Soto?
So no. Okay. So no.
Well, is there another one?
All right. So we'll have the info on the new Phillies moves and your calls on the birds. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. If you need a last minute holiday gift, a Chickies and Pete's gift card always hits right. Everybody loves them. You can get them in person at any Chickies and Pete's location or online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.